And here's what we have with us today. Photos taken a few minutes ago, you'll see in a bit what it looks like here online at kvpr.org, a photo or photos being uploaded now, if not already. This is week number 3 for this 12-week season of Valley Public Radio's Live from the Studio series Young Artist Spotlight. Production support comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Today we have the Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers, 25 of them standing in a full circle. We'll chat later, but let's get started.
There was a man before a war.
Oh, we're going around.
Said he didn't like his mother-in-law.
Oh, we're going around.
I know we'll have a jolly good time.
Oh, we're going around.
Because the weather's very fine.
Oh, we're going around.
Woo! Swing that lady.
Going around.
Swing that lady.
Going around.
Swing her gently.
Going around. Keep on going around. Round.
Swing that gentleman.
Going around.
Swing that gentleman.
Going around. Swing, swing. Going around. Keep on going around. Keep on going around.
Girls all smiling.
Going around.
Girls all smiling.
Going around.
Smiling sweetly.
Going around. Keep on going around. Round.
Boys all smiling.
Going around.
Boys all smiling.
Going around. Swing, swing. Going around. Keep on going around.
Once more.
Oh, we're going around.
Don't go fast and don't go slow.
Oh, we're going around.
Let your feet be light and neat.
Oh, we're going around.
Be careful how you shake your feet.
Oh, we're going around.
Woo! Swing that lady.
Going around.
Swing that lady.
Going around.
Swing her gently.
Going around. Keep on going around, round.
Swing that gentleman.
Going around.
Swing that gentleman.
Going around. Swing, swing. Going around. Keep on going around. Keep on going around.
Girls all smiling.
Going around.
Girls all smiling.
Going around.
Smiling sweetly.
Going around. Keep on going around, round.
Boys all smiling.
Going around.
Boys all smiling.
Going around. Swing, swing. Going around, keep
on going around. Scott Joplin was an African-American composer and pianist who gained recognition and fame through his composition of a particularly well-known piece, Maple Leaf Rag. He composed over 44 pieces in his lifetime, including 2 operas. One of these is titled Tremonisha, which featured our last song, Going Around.
And who do we have at the center of this organization, and from whom did we just hear, Christopher?
We just heard from the BHS Chamber Singers and Courtney Sangus, and my name is Christopher Borges.
And Bakersfield High School.
Bakersfield High School, that's right.
when will you graduate?
When will I graduate? Many, it'll take a while.
How long have you been there?
This is my 13th year.
And with this group, too?
Yes, 13th year with this group.
Tell us about this group, and again, 25 here.
The thing I usually like to say is that we rehearse at 6:40 in the morning, and most people are in shock when they hear
6:40
that.
In the morning.
6:40 in the morning, when most people are sleeping for a long time.
And are they always on time?
No.
Most of them. Are you always on time? That was the wrong person to ask. Too bad this isn't television, but it is. It is Young Artist Spotlight live, Valley Public Radio, as you probably know. And again, we'll chat later about what's next.
Okay. Abby's going to introduce the next song.
Thank you, Abby.
Shakerism was formed by an English factory worker in 1777. While they referred to themselves as the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing, their surrounders often called them Shakers because of their ecstatic dancing. This next piece is entitled Shaker Dance and follows the traditional patterns of Shaker music and dance.
Lo 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 lo.
To ask, is it over?
You never know.
Oh, you never know.
Has audience participation, so Curtis does a good job with that.
Curtis, yes, I'd say the Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers and Mr. Borges. I'm sure they call you Mr. Borges all the time.
Usually.
You folks came up here.
Usually, right?
Then that's 6:40 in the morning. Did that include this morning?
That did include this morning, actually. So it seems like we never stop. So even this morning, we were rehearsing.
Not 5 mornings a week.
Yes, 5 mornings a week.
Full credit choir?
Yes, it's a full credit choir. Yeah.
You get double credit for getting up that early. Huh?
Yeah, they sort of do, actually, because they're in this ensemble and then they're in another large advanced ensemble. So they sort of get double credit.
Now, I've talked to 3 or 4 of them, and they've wanted me to thank you for the free donuts you give them every morning at 6:40.
Oh, yes, every day. We have fresh donuts.
Doesn't happen? What is next?
Our next piece, our fall concert was a concert of American music, and so our next piece is a composition by an American composer. His name is Z. Randall Stroop. He's a choral conductor and composer as well. And the poem is by Sarah Teasdale, who is an American poet. Beautiful love poem called I Am Not Yours.
Excellent. Here we go.
Beautiful and bright, a spirit.
For anyone just now tuning in, this is week number 3 for this 12-week season of Valley Public Radio's Live from the studio series Young Artist Spotlight. And production support comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. And today we have the Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers, 25 of them, standing in a full circle, the center of which is their fearless leader. And I say fearless, Christopher Borges, because if you're a teacher, you have to be fearless. Is that
to a certain degree, yes, I suppose.
Is this a good time for us to give them a chance to tell us who they are?
Sure.
Let's go around the circle here real quickly.
Mikey, and I'm a senior.
Abby, and I'm also a senior.
Maria, and I'm a junior.
I'm Adrian, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ben, and I'm a junior.
I'm Raquel, and I'm a junior.
Selena, a senior.
Fabian, a junior.
Courtney, senior.
Lauren, junior.
Philip, sophomore.
Josiah, junior.
Olivia, a junior.
Zachary, a senior.
Bianca, senior.
Curtis, a junior.
Nathan, a senior.
Haley, a senior.
Austin, a senior.
Hunter, a sophomore.
Skylar, junior.
Destiny, senior.
Isaiah, junior.
Cassidy, a sophomore.
Neiman, Jr.
And our exclamation point is our accompanist.
Yes. Hi, I'm Alicia Ellsworth.
Okay. Sorry if she was a bit off mic, but we're a bit crowded in here. Christopher, what's next?
Actually, it's another American composition. This one's by a man named Morten Lordson, who teaches at USC. Another beautiful poem by James Agee.
On this shore,
shining light. Now, I was listening and watching, and all of the closing T's, shining light, were at the same time.
That's good. I'm glad.
That's preparation.
Glad you hear that. It takes work.
Christopher Borges, and again, Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers. Is there, I guess I have to ask this question a couple different ways, and I could have asked it from them. Is there a recruiting problem, or is there a waiting list, or do the upperclassmen pass the word down to the younger classmen, hey, you got to get up and come to school 0 hour, 6:40. This thing's really cool. What is the tradition?
Well, we started out, when I started there, they were always coming 0 period because many of them were not in the regular program, and they were busy doing other things. And so about 3 years in, then we switched it over where they're in 0 period, but they're also in the larger mixed choir. And as far as the younger ones, I think, well, there are only 3 sophomores in this group. I don't know if you caught that. So as we were going around, it's not very common that there are very many sophomores. But we really encourage the whole idea of every choir being really good and the idea that they can advance and be a part of things, places, groups like this, whether they start in the beginning ensemble or start in an intermediate ensemble. Well, none of them ever start in this ensemble. So
I see. Yeah.
They always have to do at least a year in another ensemble before they can sing in this one.
And then do you still have a recruiting problem for 6 o'clock in the morning?
maybe a little bit. It's a little bit tricky, too, because the school buses don't run and neither do the public buses at that hour. So sometimes there is a little bit of an issue with transportation, but we've had some really good kids have given kids rides in the morning, and so it's very, very early.
Well, we're going to get back to the music right now, but I know, speaking of rides and transportation, I believe you came up here from Bakersfield in 3 vans.
Yes.
And so I imagine getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning, probably closer to 5, there'll be a lot of snoozing on the way back.
Yeah, they probably will be. I don't know that they'll be doing homework.
But before then, here again, Young Artist Spotlight Live, and what's next?
I'm going to explain a little bit. We're in the process. We're kind of on a work in progress, and so I kind of like to show how we learn a piece. We learn our music every time we learn it. We learn it generally a cappella. We don't use the piano. And we write in solfege, which is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. We write that stuff in. So, for example, this next piece, which is a Renaissance piece that we're working on. Can I have the A, Alicia? So can you guys sing a natural minor?
La.
Remember?
La ti do re mi fa sol la.
Good, and sing the harmonic minor.
La ti do re mi fa si la.
And sing melodic minor.
La ti do re mi fi si la sol fa mi.
And from those notes, we put this song together. So we're going to sing a little bit of this. It's a work in progress. We're just doing it in solfege. But you'll get the idea as you listen. This is Freu dich des Weibes deiner Jugend by Johann Hermann Schein from the Renaissance. Actually, late Renaissance.
You said it and I didn't.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you very much. This will be interesting for sure.
Have you got your pitches?
Thank you.
goes on a little bit longer than that, but that gives you an idea. We sang those scales, and then we just put the scales together into notes and work it together.
Worked for me. Worked for me. How about y'all applaud yourselves here? Take a break. Come on, let's hear it. One more?
Yeah.
Or if we had two more selections?
Yeah.
What would they be?
Okay, so we'll do, we're going to show a little bit of our Valentine's group. We just had girls doing a Valentine, we sold a bunch of Valentine grams. So this group of girls are going to sing a song, an old song called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Bum, bum, bum.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm so afraid that the plans we made underneath those moonlit skies will fade away, and you're bound to stray if the stars get in your eyes. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Bum, bum.
I was going to say that barbershop, but it's the Golden Note Chorus, isn't it?
It's very similar.
Version?
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Very similar. Sounded
women's
good.
Barbershop, sort of.
And I believe there were eight or nine singers from the 25 we have here. Again, the Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers, Christopher Borges, and we're going to be concluding now.
Yeah, we'll finish with actually a tie-in from an African American song that ties into an American pop song. So this is a little bit of "Lean on Me" with "We Shall Overcome."
And live from Valley Public Radio, Young Artist Spotlight.
Understand, we all need somebody to lean on. If there is a
There's one for the ages. KPRX listeners in Bakersfield should be mighty proud. Thank you again, Christopher.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
We have had with us today the Bakersfield High School Chamber Singers, 13-year veteran teacher Christopher Borges at the center of this full circle, for our Young Artist Spotlight program number 3 in our weekly series for this, our 15th season. Next week, the music of two young composers. Then, the following week, Fresno Pacific University singers and string quartet. And then, clarinet and violin, and then on from there. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Burgess. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver and Young Artist Scheduling, thanks to Christina Herrick. I'm George Mason. Hope you've enjoyed this. Thanks for being here.